Let's say that I'm coming in for an appointment. What does that look like right now?
We ask for all clients coming into the appointment that they take their temperature prior and report to us. And we do a screening at the front door to make sure that they aren't showing any symptoms. And when they arrive, they are asked to make sure that they're wearing a mask when they come inside the building. And we have hand sanitizer at the door, so we'll have them sanitize their hands and we'll direct them right to our station. We're not having anyone walk around the store. We are letting them use the bathroom if they need to, but we stop what we're doing and go clean directly where they've been. Same with after we rinse their color or shampoo their hair, we're stopping and sanitizing that bowl as well, just to make sure that there isn't any tracking throughout the salon. Throughout the service, you are required to keep your mask on. We will have a mask on as well. We've been telling our clients if they don't have something that goes around just their ears, then we can provide one for a couple of dollars. We have disposables.
Did you feel like you had appropriate guidance while navigating the reopening process?
Yes, actually, we've had some really wonderful guidance. I've been telling everyone I'm so grateful to be part of the Carbondale Chamber, because there's just been weekly emails that update us with information, resources, and what's going on basically with the town and the county. So it was the chamber that we were notified for Garfield County's regulations of filling out the business plan and reopening for May 4th. So really, I feel like Carbondale's chamber has done a wonderful job of keeping us updated. And then, of course, we are logging on to DORA, which is the regulatory license agency for our licenses. And so they've updated things. But because that's such a larger scale, it hasn't been as accurate and it hasn't been as fast as the information that I've received through our community.
How's your personal protection equipment supply? Were you able to get everything you needed?
You know, it was probably about 3 weeks prior to even thinking about opening that we started ordering and getting online. We do have some great resources because of being cosmetologists. There's a site that I went to, Industry Source, and I was able to order the disposable masks, and it was just back ordered. It said it was going to be shipping within a couple of weeks, and luckily for us, everything showed up right on time. Through them, I also was able to get my hand sanitizer. And we use Barbicide for all of our disinfecting. Luckily, we've been able to get everything pretty efficiently.
Are there any services you aren't offering right now that you normally would?
Yes. So right now, for the safety of everyone, we're not offering any beard trims because you would have to remove the mask. Also, we are not offering most of the facial waxing. We decided to go ahead and allow brow waxing as long as we are wearing gloves and the client keeps their mask on.
Is there anything else you'd like to add?
You know, I would have to say that dealing with the public since we opened, everyone's feelings on this are all over the place. I've had people show up without a mask and think that it's a joke. Mm-hmm. I've had people almost get offended. Well, how are you going to cut my hair around this mask? And, you know, that's when I tell them, well, we have one that I can provide for you that goes around the ears. So I'd have to say that since Carbondale has just placed the ordinance for the mask to be worn everywhere, I think we won't get as much pushback, so I'm happy about that. Also, the chamber provided professional signage to put up on the door, just having that professional look, and it's the same throughout the entire town, having that symmetry, I think is going to have people take it a little bit more seriously. So I'm grateful for that.